弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to the brothers online and also who are here.
今天早晨非常的寒冷，早晨跟弟兄开玩笑说，比维加斯还冷。
This is very cold this morning.
即使是这样，我们早晨醒来的时候，我们仍然看到这绚丽的阳光。
And even so, when we woke up this morning, we saw the sun.
我想众弟兄姊妹都是在这个阳光下，我们驾车来到了教会。
And we all came here under the sunlight.
两个多月之前，
A couple of months ago,
当我和驾车回来的时候，
When my sister and I came back, we were driving back.
在70号路上由西向东。
We were driving from, on I-70 from west to the east.
早晨远远地看着，那个阳光就在远方。
And we see in the distance the sunlight.
今年的主题就在我心中里边，在里边激动我。
And this year's theme was in my heart.
原来是在那个阳光的下面，就是我们的目的地。
Was under the sunlight was our destination.
因为阳光给我们指着这个方向。
Because the light pointed towards our destination.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹，我们心中都有一个盼望。
I'm sure all the brothers and sisters here have a hope in their heart.
盼望不行在黑暗当中，而是行在光明当中。
We hope that we would not walk in darkness, but in light.
盼望能在神的光中能够到达目的地。
And under the light, God's light, we can reach our destination.
那就是神给我们预备的家乡。
And this is the country that the Lord has prepared for us.
这个家乡是用神的荣耀和羔羊为我们照明 照亮的国度。
And this country is lit by God's light and the light of the Lamb.
今天呢，我们和今年的主题是在耶和华的光明中行走。
And this year the theme is to walk in the light of God.
今天呢，我们就作为一个纵览，一个概览，我们看一下圣经是如何教导我们，让我们在光中行。
So this is today we do an introduction and see what the Word of God has taught us in the Scriptures about the light.
我们先读一段主题的经文。
So let us read the theme verse this year.
约翰福音八章十二节说。耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And those who walk, Jesus said to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
感谢主，这短短的经文呢，给了我们三个很重要的信号，信息。
So, in this short passage, scripture, God gave us three important messages.
神的光就是生命。
God's light is life.
就像在约翰福音一章四节所说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Just like John chapter 1 verse 4 says, this life is in him, and this life is the light of man.
第二个信息给我们的是，这个神的光能够照亮黑暗。
And the second message is this light can shine on the darkness.
也就是说，没有黑暗能够战胜神的光。
So there's no darkness that can overcome the light.
创世纪一章四节，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 4 says, God saw that the light was good and separate the light from the darkness.
第三个信息给我们的是，神的光是普世的。
The third message is that this light is throughout the world.
因为神说我是世界的光。
Because God, Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
这给我们的信息是说神的光只要是来跟随神的光都会得救都会得着这个光。
So that means that if we just follow the light, we will receive the light.
就像这就是说我是世界光的信息。
And this is the message of, I am the light of the world.
马太福音五章四十五节说因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人。
In Matthew it says, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good.
好那我们往下看我们看一下今天我们要一起分享的三个主题。
So,let's look at the three points we're going to share today.
在这个主是永恒的生命之光这下面第一个主题是神的光是创造中生命的源头。
First, God's light is the source of life in creation.
第二个我们再看一下神的光是我们得救赎的依靠。
Secondly, God's light is our reliance for salvation.
最后让我们看一下神的光是我们进入神国的保障。
And thirdly, God's light is our guarantee for entering the kingdom of God.
在创世纪一章三节神说要有光就有了光神看光是好的就把光暗分开了。
Genesis 1:3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
当我们读这一节经文的时候，我们似乎说神创造的光是让我们肉眼能看到的光。
So when we read this scripture, the light that this God created is the light that we see with our eyes.
但这是不错，但是实际上这个光它的含义远远它的预表寓意远远超出我们肉眼所见。
Even though that is true, but the meaning of this light is over what just our physical eyes can see.
因为神创造的这个光成为了我们生命的和真理的源头。
Because this light that God created becomes the source of our life.
就像约翰福音一章四节所说生命在他里头这生命就是人的光。
Just like John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
那约翰福音三章二十一节也说但行真理的必来救光要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
So John 3:21 says, whoever does what is true comes to the light.So that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
我们看到神在创造的时候创造的光它预表的是看到主耶稣他要道成肉身。
You see that this light has, was pointing to Jesus who word became man.
将人们因犯罪失去的生命因着耶稣基督的带来的光照亮这个黑暗赐给我们生命。
So when we sin, we lose this life. And through light, this life was given to us.
神也借着赐给我们的这个光让我们不知迷路而行在神的光中以致认识真理得着救赎。
So we, through this light, we are, have salvation and so we won't get lost.
Okay. Yeah. 当我们看到这个我们读创世纪第一章第七日的时候我们往往在想神的创造好像都结束了。
So when we look at Genesis the seventh day, we think that that's completed.
但是在第一日创造的光和第七日有那么完美的融合。
But The first day, the creation of light, and to the seventh day, it's, there is complete harmony.
神在创造光以后，那他从而创造了安息日，他成为了这个神的光，成为了安息之源。
So God created the rest, and so God's light is also the source of rest.
就像在创世纪二章三节所说，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。
Genesis 2:3 says, "So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation."
我们看到神在创造这个光以后，他为我们预备了安息日。
After God created this, the seventh day, the Sabbath, he gives us rest.
这个安息日对我们弟兄姊妹来说，它意味着是什么？
What does this Sabbath mean to us?
它意味着圣洁、平安、喜乐。
It means holy, peace, joy.
因为有神的同在，有神的光与我们为我们引路。
Because of God's presence and the light of God to lead us.
咱们下面看一下第二个题目，神的光也是我们得救赎的依靠。
The second point, that God's light is our reliance.
神他让神让我们在他的光中离开黑暗。
God leads us out of darkness in his light.
我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉出埃及记。
We're very familiar with Exodus.
十三章二十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 21.
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
如果说每一天有白天有黑夜，晚上不能行路的话，
if every day there's day and night, and if we cannot travel,
那耶和华神在带领以色列民出埃及以后，他带领的这个以色列民昼夜都可以行走。
So God led the Israelites out of Egypt, and he led them by day and also by night.
因为有神的同在，有神的光。
Because of God's presence, there is the light of God.
这个光不但是能引走他们走地上的路。
Not only this light lead them to travel, to walk in the path,this world.
更能让人在黑暗中能得着光亮。
And this light can give light in the darkness.
以赛亚书九章二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people who walk in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone."
从这一节经我们已经看到，神的光是要照亮罪恶的世界。
So we see that from this, it shows that the light of God will shine on this world of sin.
将黑暗中的世人带从黑暗中带入光明。
And bring out the people from darkness to light.
这正是我们众人的盼望。
And these are our hope.
那有了神的光，神从来没有让我们在黑暗中停歇。
God did not ask us to stop with this light.
而是要跟随神的光而行。
It's to follow his light.
诗篇119章105节，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Psalm 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and light to my path.
这条路由神的光来引领。
This path that we are on has God's light leading us.
这条路是一条 得救赎的路。
This path is a path of salvation.
神的光还是一个象征，就是我们与神的同在，彼此的相交。
This light is a sign that we are, that God is with us and we can have fellowship with Him.
约翰一书第一章第五节到第七节如此说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
1 John 1:5-7 says, This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Because if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins.
Amen. 我们看这三节的经文，我们堪称它是我们在光中行的指南。
And he is like the compass in the light for our path.
第一点，这个经文给我们第一个信息是说出了神的光的性质。
And it tells us the essence of his light.
在神的光中毫无黑暗。
So in his light there is no darkness at all.
神的光就是真理。
His light is the truth.
第二个就是说，如何才是行在神的光中。
So the secondly, what does it mean to be in the light?
就是与神相交。
And that is to have fellowship with him.
与神同在。
To be present with him.
肢体之间彼此相爱相连。
So, brothers and sisters loving each other.
这不正是神主耶稣基督给我们的两大诫命吗？
Isn't that the two greatest commandments that God gave us, Jesus gave us?
在这个光中行的同，我们在这个行的过程中，我们认识了真理，因此我们的罪得洁净，生命得救赎。
So walking in light gives us that the light cleanses us from sin and give us salvation.
在光中行，神的光也是我们的本分。
To walk in light is our responsibility.
那就是要荣耀我们的神，见证神，结出圣灵的果子。
And that is to glorify him, glorify God, and bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这马太福音5:14，你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。15，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew 5:14-16, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
这段经文告诉我们说，我们都要见证神的光，活出神的见证。
So this passage tells us that we have to live out the light and be a testimony to the light.
我们还要在这个见证在人的面前把福音传给我们周遭的人。
So we have to live out this testimony before people and give them this gospel.
我们如此做就是荣耀我们的神。
We do it this way is to glorify God.
我们再看一节的经文，是在以弗所书五章八节，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
Let's look at another passage from Ephesians 5 verse 8 and 9. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这一节宝贵的经文告诉我们说，我们如果行在神的光中，我们就会远离黑暗罪恶。
So this passage tells us that if we live in the light, then we will be distant from darkness.
圣灵就会让我们结出美好的果子。
And the Holy Spirit will let us bear fruit.
我们行在神的光中，也会带着一个极大的盼望，那就是进入神的国度。
When we live in God's light, we will have a hope, and that is to enter His kingdom.
我们还记得我们去年的主题。
Do you remember last year's theme?
神在圣徒中得荣耀的基业。
God will through in the saints give us a glorious inheritance.
要成为神的基业。
And to become His inheritance.
神告诉我们说，要行在他的光中。
In order to do that, we have to walk in His light.
只有行在他的光中，我们心灵的眼睛才能看见。
And to walk in His light, then the eyes, our eyes and our heart will be can see.
而这种光，主耶稣基督道成肉身，已经为我们预备。
And Jesus in His that became man, when Word became man, He prepared this light for us.
当我们的主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上说成了的时候，
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, He said, "It's finished."
他的光已经战胜了黑暗。
His light has already overcome the darkness.
他给我们带来的生命之光已经成就了救赎。
And this light of life has already completed the salvation.
他借着十字架也为我们预备了通往神国度的唯一的道路。
And through the cross, He prepared a way for us into the Kingdom of God.
这条道路是我们的盼望，是我们的保障。
This way is our hope and also our our protection.
Amen. 神的光不但这个创世纪的创造带领我们走过旷野，带领我们经历了黑暗，并且在光中，神为我们预备了神国度的光。
So, this light lead us through the wilderness, and through into the kingdom of God.
我们先看一下启示录二十一章二十三节、二十四节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 23.
那城内又不用日月光照。
And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it.
因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
For the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the lamb.
列国要在城的光里行走。
By its light will the nations walk.
地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
And the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it.
感谢主，让我们思想这一段的经文，我们再回到创世纪。
Thanks Lord that while we read this verse, make us think about Genesis.
神在第一天，他创造了 分开黑暗的这个光。
So the first day he created this light and separated from darkness.
他用太阳、月亮作为记号，作为掌管着光的两个印记。
So he used the sun and the moon as the two signs to, for the light.
当人犯罪以后，人们的生命离开了神的光。
After the fall of man, we are away from the light of God.
而耶稣基督用他自己的身体成为了我们的光。
And Jesus himself becomes our light.
这个光他引领我们走成圣的路。
This light leads us in this path of sanctification.
当基督再来，我们进入新耶路撒冷、新天新地的时候，
When we enter the whole, the city, the new Jerusalem,
我们这个太阳 和月亮都不再需要。
We don't need the sun and the moon anymore.
因为神在创造中已经为我们预备了这个羔羊和神的荣耀，作为我们新天新地的光。
So, God used the lamb and becomes the light in the new heaven and new earth.
我们跟随这个光走过了救赎的道路。
We follow this light and walk the way of salvation.
在新天新地，我们在这个光中与神同在，永远的哈利路亚赞美我们的主。
And in this new heaven and new earth, we are present with the Lord's light and sing hallelujah.
这不正是我们行在光中的盼望吗？
Is that not the hope that we walk in the light?
好，我们看一下，回顾一下圣经，我拿出了五节的经文，我想能够很好的概括我们这个主题。
And I'm using five verses to, as an overall coverage for this theme of ours.
这种对仗的这个结构，我们先看中间。我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
First, it says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me is not walk in darkness.And will receive the light of life.
这个光在旧约，神说雅各家呀，来吧，我们在耶和华的光中行走。
In the Old Testament, it says, "O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord."
在新约中，神说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中。
In the New Testament, it says that if we walk in light, we walk with God in the light.
这个光在创造中，神说要有光，就有了光。
In His creation, He said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
在新天新地，有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，城的灯，列国要在城的光里行走。
So in the New Testament, in Revelation, the glory of God lit the city, and so is the Lamb, becomes the light of the city. And all nations will walk in this light.
神的光为了让我们跟随，让我们跟在行在光中行走。
This light, God's light, let us walk in His light.
带着盼望在光中行到进入到神预备的美好的国度。
Through this hope, we can enter into the kingdom of God.
感谢我们的主。
Praise our Lord.
我们回顾一下今天我们一起学习的三个题目。第一个是神的光是生命的源头。
So let us review the three points. First, God's light is the source of our life.
第二点，神的光是我们的救赎。
Second, God's light is our salvation.
第三点，神的光照亮永恒国度。
And third, God's light illuminate his eternal kingdom.
当我们在读这个以赛亚二章五节的时候，我们可以说，众弟兄姊妹，我们一起来吧，我们在耶和华的光中行走。
So when we read Isaiah 22:5 again, I can say, we can say, brothers, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
因为我们跟随着光，就会得着救赎，就会进入到新天新地。
So because we follow this light, we will enter into the new heaven and new earth.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主。
Lord, we thank you.
把这么宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Give us this precious word.
主，你让我们在经历世界黑暗的时候，让我们能够抬头看见你的光亮。
When we experience darkness in this world, we can lift our head and see your light.
神的光是盼望的光，是救赎的光，是我们被你得着的光。
But this light is a light of hope. It's a light of salvation.
主啊，你是何等的爱我们。
How you love us, Lord.
你在创造的时候就为我们预备了这美好的光。
That in creation, you prepare this light for us.
你用这光来引领我们这些罪人能够得赎，跟随你能够得胜。
And you let us sinners follow this light and receive salvation and victory.
感谢你在新天新地自己亲自做了我们的光。
We thank you that in the new heaven and the new earth, you become our light.
让我们在光中与神永远同在，永远赞美你。
And we will forever be with you and praise you.
这样的赞美祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.